Time now for the Atchison County Community High School Coaches Show here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. I am Brandon Tadman, joined by first-year head coach Alex Thornburg as he takes over as the head coach and assistant last year. So I'll start there, coach, and appreciate the time today. When you look at the transition as an assistant coach now to the head coach, what's been the biggest difference for you?
Yeah, you know, it's been nice being an assistant last year and transitioning to head coach. Got a year with the kids, so they're familiar with me, my expectations, things like that. You know, the biggest difference has just been taking charge of everything. And it's been a real smooth transition. The kids know what I expect. They know what our assistants expect. And so it's been a really good transition through the summer and through these first couple weeks here.
I guess comparing the off season to now prep week, have you seen a significant jump in improvement from maybe the off season to where we're at today as we're just days away from that opener?
Yeah, you know, the kids kind of towards the beginning of summer, you know, obviously there was some change with me taking over as head coach. And so really you can just see the kids are getting comfortable with me, and you can really see the kids growing, especially as we get closer to game week here. You know, they're itching for that first game. So we're looking forward to it.
Well, let's start with the offense and how you guys are going to look on that side of the ball this year. 7 starters return on offense, so obviously plenty of guys with experience, but I know some guys have been shifting around. It seems like Bryson Lee, and correct me if I'm wrong, the junior is set to take over the reins at quarterback. I know he did start the final 3 games, showed some flashes, but spent some time at wide receiver. Is he the one to take the reins at that position?
Yeah, we have a little bit of position change going on, but very fortunate to return 7 starters, return all our offensive production from last year. We graduated 3 offensive linemen, which, you know, will be tough to replace, but we, you know, return all of our offensive production. Bryson is making that transition to quarterback. He played JV quarterback for us last year, and then the last 2.5 games he played, he was our varsity quarterback. So he has some experience at the position, and you know, he's a tremendous athlete. So we felt like that put us in a really good position for this season.
And it seems like the running back group is going to be solid as well behind him. Juniors Colton Myers and Ty Crossland. I mean, Myers, he was a second team all-league selection last year, nearly 600 yards, a few touchdowns, but he's got some really good size, and it seems like he can be one that can give some problems to opposing defenses.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, returning both of those backs is great with 2 very different skill sets. You know, Colton has great size, you know, that downhill runner who will stick his nose up in there, lead blocking type. Ty Crossland returning, smaller back, quicker, a little more shifty. You'll see Kieran Quarter a little bit in the backfield. He's a tremendous athlete as well, a senior leader for us. So we'll have some different guys touching the ball on Friday. Everybody's got a little bit different skill set, and I think it's going to make us pretty explosive offensively.
And it looks like maybe the biggest transition might be on the offensive line. You do lose 3 starters from a year ago, but you got junior Canyon Toll. Again, good size, shifted around at the tackle position last year. Is he the one to kind of lead the charge? And then overall, how is that group kind of gelled together?
We have some pretty good offensive line leadership. Canyon Toll split time at tackle last year. Dalton Damon played some for us last year, taking over at center this year. Has done a great job of commanding the offensive line, helping out some of those younger guys that were getting in there. Tyler McCray, he played some for us last year as a freshman. We'll be counting on him this year as well. But really, those 2 juniors anchoring that offensive line, being leaders, helping coach up those younger guys has been really nice to see. And that started in the summer, too, in the weight room. Dalton Damon was at all of our 7-on-7 activities this summer. And, you know, you love to see a center that wants to come out and work on snapping the ball, even though he's not catching any passes.
Talking to Alex Thornburg here on the MSC Sports Radio Network, the ACCHS Coaches Show is brought to you by L&L Construction. Switching to the defensive side of the ball, I know there is going to be a little room for improvement, obviously, with the numbers in terms of points allowed. You want to kind of bring that number down heading into this year. The linebacking core looks really, really good. You return all starters, it looks like, there. Defensive backfield should also be in good shape. A lot of these guys, of course, playing both ways, but when you look at the defense as a whole, where do the strengths lie, and how's that group looking overall?
Yeah, you know, defensively, we've moved some guys around as well. trying to, you know, get guys in the best position to make them successful, you know, in turn make the team successful. And really, I think we're going to be pretty balanced defensively in our position groups. You know, we're working in some new defensive linemen. We graduated two seniors that were our defensive ends. So we've got some young guys stepping up there, which has been really nice to see. Our linebackers have taken a step forward just with their work in the weight room. And then these first couple weeks of practice, and then our defensive backfield, just some really, really nice athletes back there that, you know, have good size, speed, and they'll come down and make a tackle when they need to. So we always like to see that.
Well, let's take a look at the upcoming game. It is week one, so not much more time to prepare. It's going to be against Horton. Now, Horton, of course, that's just a team that's been a program that's been trying to get a little bit of stability. Of course, it's been a while since they've won a game. You can't really look at numbers like that. The early scouting report on Horton, where do you see the challenges there, and what challenges could they potentially present to you guys on Friday?
You know, Horton is they've got some really good size up front. Those offensive line guys are not afraid to get off the ball and move some people around. And then skill position wise, they've got some really nice speed, whether that's with their slot receiver type guys running on jet motions or whatever. But they've got some good speed there, and returning their quarterback, who is a big kid, tough to bring down. So, you know, we just need to be sound defensively and take care of our responsibilities.
Yeah, overall, just when you kind of break it down, obviously defense and assignments, things like that, but kind of expanding on that, when you're looking at keys to the game, what are going to be some extra keys to pull out that victory in week one?
Yeah, you know, for me, it all starts with turnovers. I think we lost too many games last year by turning the ball over. So if we can take care of the ball, limit big plays from the other team, you know, and play sound defensive football, you know, I think we'll put ourselves in a position to be successful on Friday night. But really, for me, yeah, it just starts with the turnovers. Far too many turnovers last year costing us games. So that's our big focus for this year, is eliminating turnovers.
The Tigers get Horton on a Friday night, week one of the high school football season. We appreciate it very much from first-year head coach Alex Thornburg. Coach, it's going to be fun watching you guys all season long. Should mention real quick, of course, our ACCHS Coaches Show is powered by L&L Construction. Again, Coach, good luck this week, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thank you. Appreciate all the coverage you give for these local schools.